The side corridors Luke had chosen weren't any easier to navigate than the main corridor had been. There was less actual debris lying around underfoot, but the state of the bulkheads and ceiling more than made up for it. Something in here must have exploded during the battle, Mara decided, as the group eased gingerly past the rubble. It took them more than an hour to pick their way through that first 150 meters. They saw two more droids in that time, both of them housekeeping types, both of them eliciting words of amazement from the Jeroons. It was clear, at least to Mara, that someone was indeed watching their progress. As expected, once they were past the main turbolaser batteries, the damage began to drop off considerably. 50 meters after that, it became no worse than a sort of dusty clutter.
"What is this place?"
Bersh asked, as they passed through a large room lined with consoles and monitor displays. "This is the fleet tactical room," Fel said.
"This appears to be in a workable state," Drass commented, stepping over to one of the consoles for a closer look. "Would this be a place Mithron Yurodo might have deliberately spared?"
"It's possible," Fel said. "The 6 dreadnoughts were presumably coordinated directly from the primary command ship, without any need for this room to even be crewed."
"Unless this is the command ship," Jinsler reminded him.
"And of course, we don't know whether any of these consoles actually works," Mara added, frowning as she stretched out to the Force. There seemed to be a flicker of a presence lurking somewhere ahead of them. "Might be worth trying to start them up," Luke suggested, throwing a glance at Mara. So he'd caught the tentative contact, too. "What do you think, Commander?"
"Right," Fel said, pulling out the chair and sitting down. "Let's see now."
Tentatively, he keyed a few switches. The console beeped twice, and a few of its indicators came reluctantly to life.
"Okay, let's try this."
Luke, Mara noted, was already gone. She waited until the entire group was watching Fel, then slipped out after him. He was waiting for her just outside the tactical room. "You felt her too?" he asked quietly.
"I felt something, but it kept coming and going," she said.
"You think it's a woman?"
"A girl, actually," he said.
"Too young to be Lorana."
"Let's see if we can find her before we're missed," Mara said.
"Too late," a voice murmured darkly from behind her.
She glanced at Luke, caught his grimace. "Hello, General," she said as she turned around. Drask was standing alone in the corridor.
"You must think we are fools," he bit out. "Do you really think the Chiss can be so easily deceived in the same way twice?"
"Forgive us," Luke said, bowing to him. "We were merely concerned for your safety."
"I do not need my safety guarded," Drask countered.
"I understand," Luke said. "Perhaps I misspoke. I meant we were concerned for the aristocrat's safety."
"Better," Drask rumbled. "But be advised, this is still a Chiss vessel, and you will not again move ahead of me."
"Understood," Luke said. "Again, our apologies."
"Very well."
Drask glanced back over his shoulder.
"Then let us continue before the others notice our absence."
They had gone perhaps 10 meters when the wisp of sensation again touched Mara's mind. "She's just ahead," she warned Luke. 5 meters ahead, the corridor opened into a large room, with its door frozen partially open, and she could see more of the same type of consoles as they'd found in the tactical room.
"She must be in the sensor room," Luke said, pointing toward the frozen door. "You want to hang back while General Drask and I check it out?"
Mara bit back a retort. Obviously, Luke was being diplomatic.
"Sounds good," she said.
Stepping to the side, she planted her back against the corridor wall. Luke and Drask continued forward, the general's hand resting on the Cherrick belted at his waist. They stepped to the sensor room door, and Luke ducked down and started to ease his way beneath it.
"Are you Jedi?"
a soft voice asked from behind Mara. Mara spun around, old combat reflexes flaring as her hand automatically went to her lightsaber. The girl, standing quietly in the corridor, was no older than 10, plainly but neatly dressed, her dark auburn hair glistening in the light. She was looking at Mara with bright, unblinking blue eyes. Standing in the corridor behind Mara. How in blazes had she managed that? Mara found her voice.
"Yes, we are," she told the girl. "We're here to help you."
"Oh,"
the girl said. For a moment, she seemed to study Mara, an uncertain look on her face.
Then she shifted her gaze to Drask and Luke, eyeing her in turn as they stood together by the sensor room door.
"And a blue one," she went on. "Are you here to hurt us?"
"No one will hurt you," Drask assured her. "As the Jedi said, we are here to help."
"Oh,"
the girl said, her voice completely matter-of-fact.
"Well, you can tell him that."
She gestured to an alcove just behind her.
"He's waiting for you."
"We'll look forward to seeing him," Luke said, wondering who she was talking about.
"What's your name?"
"I'm Evelyn," she said. "Will you follow me, please?"
"We must first alert the others of our group," Drask added, pulling out his comlink.
"They'll be all right,"
Evelyn assured him as she stepped into the alcove.
"They'll be brought through right behind us."
She touched a control. The wall blocking the far end of the alcove slid smoothly up into the ceiling, revealing a short corridor with another door at the far end.
"Come on,"
she invited, stepping inside and heading for the door in the opposite wall. Luke, Drask, and Mara quickly followed the girl down the corridor. Mara caught the warning flicker an instant before it happened, but it was too late. Even as she and Luke grabbed for their lightsabers, two doors abruptly slammed down from the ceiling, one in front of Drask, the other behind Mara, cutting the corridor into thirds and trapping them in the center section. With a lurch, the floor dropped out from under them,